This is a special 2007 Solar Decathlon edition of Energy Buzz, the podcast series produced by the Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy at the U.S. Department of Energy in Washington, D.C. Energy Buzz brings you expert information about renewable energy and energy efficiency.
Hello, and thank you for listening to this podcast about the 2007 Solar Decathlon. My name is Henry Gentinar, and it is my honor to give you an audio tour of each house in the Solar Village. The Cornell students are proud of their independence and their ability to work together with students from various disciplines. A unique feature of the Cornell house is the light canopy, a streamlined framework of steel trusses that support a PV system, evacuated tubes for water and space heating, and vegetated latticework panels called green screens that provide shade in summer. Honoring their commitment to raise public awareness, the team members worked with Ithaca City Schools to introduce students to solar energy and energy efficiency. What's different? Well, all the various housing systems aim to emphasize flexibility and ease of use for the homeowner. The light canopy can be adapted to numerous uses. The raised access floor makes it easier to get to wiring and ventilation. The touchscreen provides unprecedented levels of information about and control over the light canopy home. The light canopy was designed to be built independently from the rest of the house. This not only means a possibility for mass production in the future, but also that it can be incorporated into any home. The fact that the canopy is its own entity also helps when doing work on the roof. The PV panels, evacuated tubes, and green screen will not be disrupted during roof work. This also works the other way around. If work needs to be done on any of the canopy's parts, the roof of the home will not be disturbed. Cornell's light canopy home emphasizes the role of landscaping in sustainable living and homes. The team constructed a wetland of gray water recycling and also planted a low-maintenance scree garden and various vegetables and herbs for cooking. The home includes a touchscreen, a 19-inch computer monitor from which the homeowner can keep track of the engineering systems. The homeowner can not only track how much energy is being used by each outlet, but can also create presets and schedules for lighting, security, and various other home technology features. The sunroom porch extension and nanowall system in the dining area allow for greater control over air temperature and can help reduce the loads of the photovoltaics and evacuated tubes by using outdoor air. When it comes to architecture and interior comfort, the majority of materials used in the furniture, flooring, and countertop are more sustainable than those found in normal homes. For example, the flooring used everywhere but the sunroom and the bathroom is cork, which is made from the bark of the cork tree. This means that the tree is never cut down and can regenerate quickly. By opening and closing the nanowalls of the sunroom porch extension, the homeowner can effectively use passive solar radiation to control the temperature of the home. If more heat is needed, it can be retrieved from the evacuated tubes. Vegetated screens attached to the canopy cool the house in the summer by providing shade and die back in the winter, letting more light and heat enter through the windows. The light canopy home has daylight sensors that help control the lighting according to ambient natural light. The home uses ultrasonic sensors that turn off lights if a room is unoccupied, and CO2 detectors. Presets and schedules will let the homeowner control when certain lights turn on, as well as set lighting levels for certain occasions. One example is mood lighting. The Cornell Solar Home is powered by a PV system comprised of 69 GE Energy 110-watt modules for a rated system size of 7.6 kilowatts. The light canopy on this house is as close as possible to the optimal angle for receiving sunlight without exceeding the maximum height limit set by the Solar Decathlon competition. The solar arrays cover 797 square feet, 3 square feet fewer than the maximum of 800 square feet allowed by the competition rules. The evacuated tubes used for water and space heating are 93% efficient. The vacuum created inside the tubes prevents heat from being lost to conduction or convection. The total estimated cost of Cornell's house is $560,000. For more information about the Cornell Solar Home, visit http://www.cusd.cornell.edu. For more information on the Solar Decathlon, go to solardecathlon.org or www.myspace.com/solardecathlon07. Thank you for listening.
This has been a special edition of Energy Buzz. To learn more about the Solar Decathlon, go to www.solardecathlon.org. For more about the world of energy efficiency and renewable energy, log on to the Department of Energy's Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy website at eere.doe.gov. Thank you for listening.